I wish these good times could last forever.
AKA Lady Diva, let's jazz it up. I have with me a return guest, jazz saxophonist Mikhail Rubin with new CD album. Ma'am R, are you with me this evening?
Yes, I am. I'm right here.
All right, and thank you for your participation tonight. The phone lines are open, everyone. Listeners, call in now. They're open. The phone lines are open. 657-383-0771. Please do call in and speak with my guest, Mikhail Rubin. Mikhail, that song lasts forever. How do you feel about that single right there? It's blasting. A lot of people like it. And who is the singer?
His name is Kenita Spears. We call him Cohen, buddy. He came by the house and we worked that song. We worked that song and then he got it and he put his own touch on it. That's what happened. And I just told him what to sing, and he just sang the song. Bonita.
All right. I need you to unplug your headset and just speak through
okay.
your phone. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play another song of my favorite. It's called It's 420 Time, and I'll be right back. Stay tuned, everyone. Track right there. seems like everybody is on high demand for that one, huh, MR?
Yeah, well, you know what? I was a track that I was, like I say, I started off writing that track. It was just a drum track and me playing the saxophone. Then I called a friend over.
Go ahead and tell the story.
No, I was telling, I was like I was saying earlier, I started writing that song. I recorded the melody with a drum track, and then I called my friend Mike Hughes, who's on the track. He played the keyboards, and then after he wrote the, created the keyboard track, then he wrote the chords out, and then I called my bass player, Ali Elder, to come over. He put the bass on. Then a friend of the drummer, Phil Martin, he said, well, if you can get a interface, I can come by your house and record the drums. I got the interface. He came by my house and recorded the drums. And I said, Phil, I need a guitarist. He said, you want an expensive one or an inexpensive one? I said, you know, I ain't got that much money. So Phil called Mauricio, and Mauricio Guerrero Jr., he came over and he played the guitar and he on several tracks, and he was a great find. I really appreciate Phil sending them to me, and I appreciate Mauricio doing the music with me.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. Thanks for telling my story. I forgot to ask you, where are you calling from, MR?
I'm calling from the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Croix.
Your phone is breaking up again.
Hello, can you hear me now?
What I'll do is I'm going to play the track, and I'll let you fix what you're dealing with.
Maybe I should go outside. I'm in the Virgin Islands.
Go outside, and we'll take it from there. That is MR, Ruben, and we'll be right back. I will play Nowhere to Love. Nowhere to Love, is that correct?
Nowhere Love.
Nowhere Love. All right, got it.
Nowhere Love.
Be right back.
Can you hear me clear now?
Emma, are you still with me this evening?
I'm still here. Are we good? Are we better now?
Yes. We'll see how this turns out. So, meanwhile, tell our fans out there where you're calling from again, please.
I'm calling from St. Croix, the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Say it again clearly.
St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands.
All right. Thank you for that information, finally. So, how do you feel about this new CD album, MR?
I feel really good about it. It's been getting a lot of, what they call, interest. The people that has been supporting me, I guess the guy on the Facebook, Charlie Smooth Jazz, he's been really supporting me a lot, and all the different sites he's been sending. He was so excited. He's been sending my music to all his connections and links that he belongs to, all the different groups that he belongs to, which I felt was very exciting for me, you know, because he just took it upon himself, and he said he was very impressed. And I sent him a CD, and he blasted it for me, and I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you for that information. I had spent last forever. It's 4:20 time. And Nowhere Love. And,
Nowhere Love.
Nowhere Love. I thought it was Nowhere to Love, so I'm going to have to change that. And so tell our fans out there briefly about yourself and how your journey began. Who was your inspiration in the music industry, where you got started, and what's motivating you to continue?
Well, I started my mom bought me a guitar when I was 8 years old. Then after that, I went to high school. I started studying music under Louis Grader, band director at Crane High School in Chicago. And after I started studying music, I said I wanted to play. I didn't know no instruments. So I said clarinet, and I pointed at a trumpet. I meant a cornet, but he said, well, we don't have no more of those, so you have to play a clarinet. Started to play the clarinet. So during my study period, I started going to take saxophone on my study period during the same year. So I started playing saxophone during the same year that I learned how to play the clarinet in high school at 15 years old. Then I went from there. Then I moved to the Virgin Islands shortly after that. And then I continued to study with Jimmy Hamilton, who was a clarinet player who used to work with Duke Ellington. And then I had a friend named Benny Jacobell, who was a Juilliard music graduate. I used to study jazz with him. And after that, I just started writing songs. In 79, I started writing songs, and I've been writing ever since. And I've written hundreds of tunes, and I just keep writing because I had a thing when I was growing up writing tunes. As long as I can write tunes for people, I would be able to I never run out of songs. So a lot of the songs I wrote for people, like the one of the songs, The Writer on this album, and Ode to Low, those are for people that I met over the years, and I wrote songs for them, you know, for their name and songs.
Oh, okay. I forgot that you had been writing music as well. So how do the fans or how can they follow up with you online? You say your website is still under construction. So can you go ahead and give a list of social sites right now while fans are listening so they can follow up with you?
Well, I'm on Reverb Nation. I'm on Number One Music. I'm on SoundCloud. I haven't loaded that new album up on SoundCloud, just the old stuff that's up there, but I'm about to do that. It's a lot of sites, I think, and then I'm on Facebook. And what's that other one? I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on, what's that other site? Twitter. I'm not really a social network guy, and I'm on your side.
Okay.
And I'm on, Facebook. Facebook, Reverb Nation, Number One Music, SoundCloud, and you can buy the music on CD Baby and Amazon, and they're playing the music on, I'm a Spotify artist, so they're playing the music on Spotify and also iTunes. So
there it is.
I'm getting a lot of exposure, and I'm really excited about it.
All right. And this show is recorded, and it will be presented to other networks and social sites and other radio stations. It will be on SoundCloud. This show podcast will be MixCloud, Apple Podcast, and to name just a few. Excuse me. Are you still doing live performances, MR?
Yes, I'm doing live performances. I was under the weather earlier this year, so I just returned from LA. And while I was in LA, I finished up the album, and I just got back to the Virgin Islands probably about a month and a half ago. And so I'm just getting reorganized. I'm getting reorganized because the unit that I was working with, I was working during the season, and we have a season where they have a like tourist season. And, you know, you get to work in different venues. But during the summertime, things get a little slow around here. So I'm not doing too much music in the Virgin Islands. But I'm going to be returning to Los Angeles to start doing some music in that area again.
Okay. So will you let your fans know online where you'll be doing some scheduled performances?
Oh, yes, I will. You know, we're in the process of planning a concert in the Virgin Islands to promote the album. It's going to be in late August. So that's one thing that we're working on, and it created a buzz for the album. So we're excited about it. The people that's working with me, they're excited about it. So everything is just going to get in place. Once we get everything in place, we produce the concert, get a nice videotape so we can start promoting the performance that way, because right now, it's not much videotape of me online performing with the new music, so I have to really get out there and do that and start getting videotapes of the new music and the concert.
All right. Well, I played all the music I could that I loaded up, which, you know, it gave you time. And you say you are in the Virgin Islands right now?
Yep. I bought a home here, and I've been living here for 3 years now.
Okay.
Going back and forth to L.A. I go forth to L.A. Pretty frequent, probably at least once or twice a year.
Okay.
You know, it depends. You know, so I'm in L.A. a lot. Like I said, I'm going back to do some gigs that we're working on right now. And so it'll be in either September or October, so I'll be there for a moment. And
okay.
Like I say, I
okay.
Go ahead.
All right. I was asked you about the title of the song Nowhere Love, and the upcoming song that I was going to spin later in the showcase, Zoraida. Did I pronounce that correct?
Yeah, Zoraida. A Feel for
Hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I met a lady in 81 here in St. Croix, and she told me her name, and I asked her, I said, what that means? She said, it means a feel for hope. I said, you know, I'm writing a tune. I'm going to write a tune for that name. And I wrote the tune. And that was a tune that I wrote for the writer.
Okay.
You know, I just met her. I met her. You know what? I haven't seen the lady since I've been back. Somebody was telling me they were trying to give me a number on her. Say, you need to talk to her and tell her that her song is on your album. Well,
you would think she would try to find you.
Well, you know, I don't know. I just know that I wrote the song, and when she told me the name, I just felt it was a great tune, the writer. And
right.
When I put it together, then David, the guy who co-produced the track, he did a tremendous job, you know. He produced, David Vasquez produced that track, and all I did was came in and played the horn.
Right,
song.
Right.
You know, so... I
like to ask you this. The track song called It's 420 Time. What does that mean?
Well, in L.A., at 420 is like Earth Day, you know. And in L.A., they have a 420 time, which 420 is cannabis day. 420 Earth Day. They celebrate it in the major cities. So he said, what are we going to name it? I said, let's just name it this 420 time. And Mike looked at me and said, okay, it's 420 time. He just wrote it on the paper, it's 420 time.
Okay.
I think it was in April or something, we was working on it, and it was close to that day. So they have a big celebration around the city and those little shops and stuff around. It's all on the radio and everything. So I was just creating a song. It's a celebration. It's more like Earth Day. 420 is like Earth Day. So it's Earth Day time. It's 420 time. I don't know how to describe it other than that.
Well, it's jamming right now. Everybody's blowing it up on the internet, on social media, and talking about it and stuff, you know. I just was curious, I mean, what does that mean, you know? So thank you for that information, MR. So I'd like to ask you this. Any new music projects in the future you would like to warn us about?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm working on a project. My brother had told me about a song by the Atlantic Rhythm Section, and he told me, and I started working on some blues. I started working on some James Brown stuff, but I'm putting a different groove on them so that they can have my signature ID on them. So it's not going to be funky. It's just the way I do different styles of music on different people's songs, and I do cover tunes, and I try to make it my own, as opposed to sometimes doing it like the original recording. So I did that, and other than that, and then I got a bunch of original tunes that I haven't released yet that need to be heard, and I'm gonna continue to work on those tunes that I that's in my library, because I have an intense library of songs that I can just reach. And I write songs and melodies all the time, you know. And they just come to me, you know, and songs like melodies. And it's like something I can play over and over and over and over the same way. I just write it. I have an introduction, a melody, a bridge, a chorus. It depends on what I'm trying to say. And then I just do it like that. You know, I just write.
Well, thank you for that information. Are you going to be attending any international jazz fest coming up this year?
No.
Okay.
Right now,
all right.
I'm looking. I was trying to hook up with an agent or booking agent or an organization that can help me book gigs in different venues that I can't get to.
Okay.
Because sometimes you're working as an artist, it's hard to get in. So when you have somebody who's spokesman that has those entrants already in those areas, then it's easier for them to walk in the door. And
right,
if they have
those
relationships already. So right now I'm looking for that and someone to help me to take me to the next level, booking gigs and doing different things to help me explore the music that I've created. This is my 7th album, and if you go on YouTube or iTunes, maybe got 6 of my albums up, and you can purchase it on, like I say, CD Baby, iTunes, and Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon, and most of those sites. But like I said, I'm really excited about the album, and it's a funny thing that a friend of mine, Clay, he said, "You know, Mikhail, the next album you do, you should call it just MR."
Yeah.
I said, what?
He
said, just name it MR. I said, you know what? I'm going to do that. So I texted him when I got his number, and I texted him before I left LA, and I said, "Clay, I took your advice. I named my album just what you said, MR. And he laughed. He said, "You see?" Sometimes people don't understand. When you're talking to an artist and you have a great idea, and that idea is utilized, you was a part of that. You know, you were a part of that creation.
Yeah.
You believe it or not, you know. So I was just sharing it with him, letting him know that his influence of helping me name my 7th album was MR. He said, "MR." I said, "You say just make it MR, Mikhail Rubin." MR. I said, "Okay, Clay." And that's
all
what I
did.
Right.
I like
almost
it.
10 years later. Huh?
I like it.
You like it?
I like
it. It's my initial.
I got the habit of calling you MR now, you know? So it's real cool. It's real cool. I love it. It's laid back. Just cool.
Oh, you know what? And it's cool because you don't have to pronounce my, "Hey, MR."
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to ask you, over decades, you have dedicated your talent and time to disabled students at the Los Angeles Unified School District Benjamin Banneker Special Education Center. When you're not doing your tour, do you still have time to go there?
No, I mean, I was doing that during a series when I was doing some work in the Unified School District. And then I would give them a concert twice a year. I would play at Black History, and then we would have a spring concert, a summer concert. I would do it probably, I think, three times a year. And then I used to do it sometimes in the summertime, and a concert. It's just only an hour. I play an hour concert, and the kids used to love it. And I did that all from, I think, that 1986 to 2009, 2011, something like that. This is my last time I did it all.
Okay, okay. Well,
yeah, because I was.
Okay, thank you for that information. Thank you. What is your ultimate desire, MR, of what you want people to get out of this new album here? What is that ultimate desire?
Well, to be able to share with people who want to share my enthusiasm. You know, I had I want people to just feel good. That's what it's about, you know, because most of the music, when I listen to it, I was just writing it to just trying to satisfy the appetite of the ears.
The ears hear it,
and they hear something good, they absorb, they consume it. If they hear something they don't like, they don't consume it, you know.
Yeah.
So I was trying to give this album some R&B stuff, which was one of the main radio station that used to play the smooth jazz, the Wave in L.A. is playing R&B stuff now. So I got an R&B song, and then I stuck back with my smooth jazz genre, trying to continue in that genre.
Yeah. Well, thank
you. You know, they used to call that music, the type of music that we're playing was called contemporary jazz in the 80s. And it's the same music, because Grover was the pioneer of that music. And so when I used to listen to Stanley Turrentine, him on, they used to be on CTI Records and Kudo Records and stuff like that. I used to listen to them, Bob James, all of them. And I used to check out all, and it was all, they used to call it contemporary jazz.
And then
smooth jazz is.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing and complicated, but I've heard this album, and I'm like, there it is. You know, it kind of, when you hear it through your ears, it sinks through your heart down in your stomach, and it's like refreshing. It's like, I remember this. It's a comfort to your heart, to your soul. It's you're just like a breath of fresh air coming back, bringing back that old, good old soulful feeling that we used to listen to all the time, that contemporary smooth jazz music. So I want to say thank you, MR. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for continuing.
Well, you know what I say? It's a life sentence. Once you become a musician and you start writing and recording, it's a life sentence, you know, and I can tell you from when I went on tour with Ike Turner in the early 2000s, it showed me and what could happen with the possibilities. And I'm telling you, I met so many people doing that run with him, so many people that I probably would have never seen in my life.
Right.
Had a chance to have drinks with Robert Plant in Italy in a hotel. We all laughed until about 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
You know, it was like amazing. And so, like I say, when you out there and you see the people, and you start meeting people who can make a difference right now, like I say, I appreciate what you've been doing, because you're sharing my music with the people who's in your fan base, and that's really appreciated to me, because
well,
like I say, people,
Yeah, I mean, you're a professional and you've been doing it for so many years and you still got it. You still have that pow in you. I don't know where you're getting this energy at or what is motivating you, and I just want to be there. And I feel like I'm already there, and I think you deserve to be exposed. I found people that's in your circle, you know, and they following you, and they following me, and they're listening now. So I just want to say thank you and keep doing what you're doing, and you're always welcome to come back on my show, MR, with new music, new projects, whatever you got.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan, because like I say, this is a funny thing. I've been listening to my Cooking in East L.A. album, and that Cooking in East L.A. album is really, really cool, you know. And it's a really nice track. It's a lot of cover tracks on it, but it's a nice project of some nice tunes like Love Triangle, Black Rosa. Was a, you know, my tune, you know, these are great tunes. And then the title track, Cooking in East L.A., but like I say, right now I'm promoting the MR album, which has some great tracks on it and all original tunes at this time, no covers. And so I was really excited about putting out an album with no covers for this time, because I've been doing covers for the last three albums.
Okay.
So I'll get in the audience some of them. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I wanted to mention, I really love that cover song, If You Were Here Tonight, by Alexander O'Neill, and you did the cover song on that.
Yep.
Will you be doing any future projects on any cover songs or a cover song? Do you know of? Because, I mean, some of your past albums. You do a real good job. I mean, you stay at that in your lane. You stay in your lane. You stay in your lane, and you do your thing, you know, and I love that.
You know, they've been playing that Lovely Day, my rendition of Lovely Day.
Yeah, They
love that tune.
I still love it.
A DJ sent me an email last week saying he played it, and so a guy named Rick, I can't even think of his name, but I'll think of it, you know. Rick something, Colson or something. He's really nice person, and he's been playing my music for the past 5 weeks, you know. He's been playing The Last Forever and Lovely Day. He's been playing those
rotating
them back. So, like I say, I'm excited about getting me more exposed to a more streamlined of music where I can be noticed as a musician. And so that's what I'm really working on right now, because it's a challenge. You know, they say, you know, people would ask you, have you given up? No, I haven't given up.
Well,
you know?
You're well-deserved. You're well-deserved. I would like to ask of you, you can give a shout out to names of persons in your circle that have supported you in the journey on making and creating this new album, MR. You're more welcome to try your best in giving out some names. Go ahead, MR.
Yeah. Let me see. Well, David Vasquez at the Moonlight, Jeff Lewis. David Vasquez and Jeff Lewis at the Moonlight Studio. Then we have Marvin Butler, who's at his studio that I mixed two of the tunes that I mixed the writer and that girl told me at his studio, and he was very helpful in assisting me. But the main guys like Philip Martin, all the guys, Ali Elder, all of those guys were really great assisting me. Like I say, Mike Hughes helped me with the writing tunes out. And so those people that assisted me, I appreciate them. A lot of tunes I did myself because I was working in my studio. So some of the tunes I just added a drummer, and I did most of the sound myself. I used to doing production. So I do.
And so I've been enjoying this production, and the people that help me, they know who they are. Oh, and with somebody else. My friend Beverly, she helped me get through the studio and stuff, so, and assisted me. And a girl that helped me with the press release, Danielle Yates. Yeti. She helped me with my stuff with getting out newsletter to people, and so those are the people that was a very I would say instrumental in helping me get some of my ideas out there while I was in LA and getting back to St. Croix. I'm gonna tell you something. I like living in the Virgin Islands. It's just sometimes you get limited to the resources of the talent. So it's a challenge, you know, because the resources of talent, it's not like in L.A. you got 1,000 drummers waiting to jump in a band.
Yeah.
You know, so here is limited. And so they have some great musicians, though, but it's limited to the quality of some of the musicians. So it's a challenge sometimes. I wanted to move back here because I was working with a unit, and they're pretty good. I have some great guys that I work with, but I still want to do something on a bigger level where I can really showcase the music that I've been creating.
Right.
And, I do right now.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the shout out. Now, we're at the end of our showcase. I will play Zoraida as the show ends. Do you have any words of wisdom at this moment, MR, or any advice you want to say to any up-and-coming musicians or artists in the music industry, or do you just have a message to deliver for persons suffering in the world today? Any words of wisdom, MR, you would like to give right now?
I can't even really think of nothing other than if you have to know who you are. And like I told my daughter, once you know who you are, no one can define you. No one. Because you know who you are. If you're an apple, they can't tell you you're orange. You're an apple. If you're grape, they can't tell you you're a peach. You know, so once I told my daughter, once you know who you are, no one can define you. And I believe in that. And that's the quote I gave my daughter when she was 11 years old. And I've been telling her that.
All right. All right. Thank you. MR, you are originally a native of Chicago, correct?
Born in Chicago. And then I moved here as a teenager, finished high school. And then I worked for the government for a while here. And then I studied with Jimmy Hamilton, the clarinet player who used to work with Duke Ellington for 27 years. Then I started studying with a guy named Benny Jacobell, who was a trombone player. He played piano, and he started teaching me jazz tunes. He taught me Yardbird Suite was the first tune he taught me by Charlie Parker.
Okay.
And we went there, and I had a great time here, you know, hanging out with the different musicians, studying with the different guys. And then after that, things got rough here.
Okay.
And I relocated to Los Angeles, and I stayed in Los Angeles for about 30-some years.
Okay.
And then I bought a house. I had to come back here to do to set up my my music here so I can do my music from here. Like I said, though, it's no problem, you know. It's just the challenge is I have a lot of great musicians in L.A., and I can put a unit together in L.A. Faster than I can here.
Right, of course. So when will you be back? When will you be back in the United States in L.A.?
Probably September. Mid-September.
Okay.
In L.A. And
all
I'll
right.
probably be there in 2 months. At least 2 or 3 months to work on.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you was able to participate with tonight's showcase with your new music album CD, MR. Tell the listeners out there where they can find your CD album at online. Go ahead.
CDBaby.com, iTunes, and Amazon.com. And you can listen to it on Spotify. And it's in iTunes already. And,
all right.
I think that's about it.
All right. And they can find you apparently on Twitter or Facebook or any of
the music
stream sites. Yeah.
Yes.
Is there anything else you would like to mention on air before I sign everything out?
No, just that hopefully that one of the listeners out there that has some and know a great booking agent to help me out and start booking gigs so we can start working and get this music out there.
All right. Well, I think they're listening, and they're going to be bothering you for a long time after tonight. I grant you that. I want to thank you, MR. I love you and your music. You're a very passionate man, a very intelligent man. What you do, and keep doing what you're doing. You're always welcome to come back on my show here on Let's Jazz It Up, Lady Diva Live. You have a blessed evening. I'm going to spin Zoraida. And this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Thank you all listeners for listening tonight. Stay tuned for more shows coming up in the month of July 2019. Yes, this is Brenda Moss signing out. And you have a good evening, MR, and thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Brenda. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Good night.
Good night.